From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Another dramatic day in Rowan County, Kentucky, where marriage licenses are being issued to same-sex couples who until now were blocked from doing so by County Clerk Kim Davis. But she's in jail now for defying a court order, even that of the U.S. Supreme Court, to issue the licenses to gay and lesbian couples. NPR's Ada Peralta reports it was a scene full of emotion and contention, including for a couple who had been denied a license 5 times.
With the clerk that stood in their way in jail for contempt, it took only a few questions, $35, and 5 minutes for a deputy clerk to hand James Yates and William Smith their marriage license.
Congratulations, Bob.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tears welled up in their eyes as they walked out to a throng of protesters, condemning them and cheering them. James Yates says he does not want Kim Davis in jail. He just wants to marry his partner of 9 years. Still, his marriage license sends a message, he says.
Civil rights are civil rights.
Yates and Smith say they are not sure yet when they will tie the knot. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Moorhead, Kentucky.
Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says he plans to visit Kim Davis next week in support of her decision that she says is grounded in her Christian faith that prohibits homosexuality. Huckabee says he also plans to stage or take part in a rally. Law enforcement officers from across the country are gathering in Houston for the funeral of Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth. He was gunned down a week ago at a gas station as he was fueling his patrol car. Officers on patrol across Texas had planned to turn on their vehicles' flashing lights at the start of the funeral services in honor of their fallen comrade. Goforth's alleged killer, Shannon Miles, has been charged. The motive remains unknown. The Labor Department's report on August unemployment leaves some ambiguity about whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates later this month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports it depends on how the central bank interprets the jobs reports.
At first blush, the reports seem to point to a weaker-than-expected job market. Hiring at 170,000 net new jobs was lower than expected, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.1%, but largely because fewer people participated in the workforce. On the other hand, July's hiring was revised upward, and some analysts say August is a typically hard-to-predict month that almost always also gets revised upward after new data come in. So it remains unclear whether the employment picture is in fact very different from the way it has been. The Fed will have to weigh that question, as well as whether to wait to raise rates because of China's apparent economic slowdown. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is down 1.6%. This is NPR News. A congressional panel investigating the government's handling of the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya, will interview another member of Hillary Clinton's inner circle. Jake Sullivan, a former policy director and deputy chief of staff at the State Department, has arrived on Capitol Hill for what is expected to be a day-long hearing. The panel is trying to learn more about Clinton's role when she served as Secretary of State. Clinton is now seeking the Democratic Party's 2016 presidential nomination. European Union officials say a new internationally staffed center to more quickly process migrants will be set up near Athens' main port and that EU financial assistance will arrive within days. Terry Schultz reports EU leaders are visiting the Greek island of Kos, one of several islands struggling to cope with a daily influx of thousands of migrants.
The refugee crisis isn't going away anytime soon, says European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans, warning Europe it must find the solidarity it has lacked until now to deal with it.
We are facing a moment of truth in European history. We can succeed jointly and united, or we can fail each on our own way, in our own country, on our own island.
The EU will help Kos and other Greek islands set up reception areas for arriving migrants before they're sent to the new so-called hotspot at Piraeus. A team of EU asylum and law enforcement personnel will help fingerprint and document them more efficiently than is now possible. From there, EU officials hope other member countries will agree to share the resettlement burden, a prospect that's failed so far. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. stocks sharply lower with the Dow down 263 points. This is NPR.